Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, August 14th. I'm Mike Weinstein. In the tech headlines, AT&T starts an iPad promotion and Cisco Systems to cut jobs. Those stories and more coming up.
Being in global sales, I never know where my job will take me. The last thing I need to worry about while traveling is outrageous data charges. That's why I switched to T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan. I get unlimited text and data in over 100 countries at no extra charge. No multiple SIM cards or international data plans. I just land, turn on my phone, and it works. Switch to T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/business.
Limited time only. Subject to change. Capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobits per second. See T-Mobile.com for details and included destinations.
It may be the world's fourth largest smartphone maker, but Lenovo is number one with the Chinese. The firm reported that net income increased 23% in its latest quarter, including an 18% bump in revenue. And much of that was due to solid growth in its home country of China. This as it is looking to close deals to acquire the Motorola mobility handset business from Google and the low-end server division from IBM. At least 8 states have introduced bills to restrict the use of Google Glass while driving. The problem would be enforcing any law that might be passed. Professor Adam Gershowitz of William & Mary Law points out that while bans on texting while driving are pretty clear, it is different with a head-mounted device. That is mainly because police would not be able to observe and confirm that someone is actually using the gadget, that a driver can simply say he or she has prescription lenses, and there would be no way to disprove that. Perhaps that is why efforts to create a law have stalled in states including Maryland, Illinois, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Wyoming, Missouri, and West Virginia. AT&T has quietly started a promotion at its stores to give customers a $200 discount on an iPad as long as they sign a 2-year contract for the device and buy a new iPhone at full price. Tablets have accounted for a large percentage of the Big Four U.S. carrier subscriber growth recently, and another benefit might be that tablets give mobile customers a bigger screen as carriers increasingly bank on video consumption. Cisco Systems announced plans to cut 6,000 jobs, or 8% of its workforce. The Silicon Valley giant says fourth quarter net income slid 1% on revenue that edged down 0.5% as Cisco continued to deal with weak demand in several countries. The numbers, though, did beat expectations. T-Mobile's chief financial officer called a takeover proposal from French wireless company Iliad inadequate, but hinted it may be open to a higher offer. Braxton Carter said the offer was very flattering, but very inadequate value proposition. He did add that rarely do people come with their best bid to start. Iliad has said it didn't see a need to boost the bid after T-Mobile's longtime suitor, Sprint, abandoned pursuit. As we continue, Intel teams up with Michael J. Fox.
If you don't have a will, the court may dictate what happens to your property and minor children. Don't let that happen. It's National Make-A-Will Month, so call or visit LegalZoom today for special pricing on wills and living trusts. LegalZoom has been helping people protect their families for over 13 years. They make it painless to get the legal help you need. Don't forget to enter WSJ in the referral box at checkout to save more. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm. Protect your family and future today at LegalZoom.com.
Intel is working with the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's research in a new pilot aimed at using data mining from wearable devices to detect patterns in the progression of the disease. In the study, patients will wear a smartwatch that can detect sleep patterns as well as movements like the disease's distinctive tremors. The data will be collected on Intel's software platform, and analysts will examine it to look for markers of Parkinson's that couldn't be perceived by the naked eye. Finally, today, network engineers are buzzing that the internet is outgrowing some of its gear. As the total number of worldwide internet routes reaches the limit that many old routers were designed to handle.
Ultimately, it's not as big a problem as Y2K, for instance, was made out to be, but it's a headache, and it shows that the internet is not infinite and that there are often kinks in the system.
The Journal's Drew Fitzgerald says internet providers, corporations, and universities all rely on a common map of routes to send emails, videos, and everything else on the web where it is supposed to go. As that internet atlas thickens, some of the machines that read it are straining to hold all the pages. The problem already is affecting some internet users.
In certain parts of the world that happen to be unlucky enough to be connected through this older equipment, people have seen outages and not been able to reach the web pages they want to reach.
Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.